Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 8:05, 40 seconds to go right along with a Friday night on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Paulie Rosenberg, Brian Rascona. They on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number, as if you didn't know. For another 2 hour schmooze, right up until JJ After Dark at 10 on your fan, New York City. And joining us now, and we'll call this segment a segment with Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer. And Kevin, thanks for a couple of minutes of your time for sure.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. As a Knickerbocker fan, I'm feeling pretty good from what took place over the last 24 hours with the Unicorn. Give me your take on the deal.
I'm surprised you're feeling good. A lot of Knicks fans seem to be sick today. I think with Kristaps Porzingis, that trade can be summed down to, I would say the Knicks traded one dream for another. They traded the idea of Kristaps Porzingis managing to stay healthy and grow happy in New York for the dream of having the cap flexibility to sign two star players and also have the assets to potentially make a large trade. I think for the Knicks, Porzingis obviously allowed Knicks fans to dream big. He's the best player they've had perhaps of the century. I think, but moving forward though, the injury concerns with him were real. The possibility of him leaving was real as well. And for the Knicks, they get a nice young player back in Dennis Smith Jr., as well as cap space to sign two max free agents this year and possibly make a big trade as well.
Has Porzingis made any comments about this deal? We're led to believe, because the Knickerbockers have told us, and I'm talking about General Mills and Commodore Perry, as I call them, they've said basically that Porzingis, after meeting with them yesterday, wasn't happy with the direction of the New York Knickerbockers and voiced more complaints than excitability about coming back and hitting the floor as a Knickerbocker at Madison Square Garden. Have you heard from Porzingis with his reaction to this?
I don't think Porzingis has said anything on the record yet, as far as I know. I think for the Knicks, ultimately, Porzingis' unhappiness with the franchise, I'm sure, was a concern. I think primarily, though, for them, it was about the injury history. He's missed 110 of 296 possible games so far in his NBA career. That obviously includes a torn ACL, but includes a lot of other lower body injuries as well. And for them, it's just about setting up possibly for a big summer, possibly for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving or some of the other numerous free agents out there like Jimmy Butler.
Some skeptical, and there are a few. I mean, a lot of Knickerbocker fans we have talked to since this went down, they're very excited about the possibility. Of course, there are some Knickerbocker fans very, very skeptical, Kevin, that management and ownership together as one will not be able to pull off what this deal is all about.
It's possible. It's possible this summer they could fall flat on their face and not get anybody. There's 100% of chance of that possibly happening. But I think ultimately it comes down to what does the player want. For Kevin Durant, right now he has a chance to win his third title in a row in Golden State. Him and his manager, Rich Kleiman, have one of their businesses based in New York. Kevin Durant has a long relationship with Perry, going back to their single year together in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant called Royal Ivy his favorite teammate ever, his best friend in the league, and Royal Ivy right now is a Knicks assistant coach. So there's positive connections between KD and the Knicks right now, whether the front office can put together an appealing enough package for KD to leave a dynasty in Golden State, that remains to be seen. But I think ultimately for them, right now, they will have the ability to pitch Kevin Durant with bringing another star, a proven star player, to join him in New York, when the inverse of that would have been really difficult for them to create enough cap space it would have been difficult for them to create enough cap space to bring in another proven player without giving up first round draft picks to dump the contracts that they did alongside Kristaps Porzingis. Like, it's a risky deal. I mean, it is a risk, but it was a risk also in keeping Porzingis too.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what about Kyrie Irving?
I mean, Kyrie's situation will be interesting. I think for Boston, I would be shook a little bit if I were them, because of the fact is that, again, right now the Knicks are able to pitch not just KD but Kyrie on the potential of joining forces with another proven player. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kyrie being from New Jersey, his family still living in the New York area, there would be appeal in coming to the Knicks if they're able to build a winning team around him. I still would bet on him staying in Boston, but a lot can change between now and July 1st.
Sure. And there was a report earlier today about Anthony Davis. And yes, we all know that he wants stand up in Hollywood. We understand that. But there was one report today that said he would also, in so many words, consider the New York Knickerbockers. And what do you think of that?
I've heard the same thing. I think for the Knicks, one of the interesting wrinkles in that decision to make the trade, I reported yesterday that during that meeting, Porzingis indicated that he would not be willing to re-sign long-term in New Orleans. And there was also another report from Adrian Wojnarowski that stated that Porzingis wasn't even somebody the Pelicans wanted. So if the Knicks were chasing Anthony Davis, which they did. They did make an offer, including Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
If they continue to pursue him this summer, which they would conceivably do, maybe the assets that they ended up getting for Porzingis, Dennis Smith Jr., a really young, talented point guard at 21
right.
years old,
right.
and the two first-round picks, in addition to their other young players, make for a more appealing trade package to get Anthony Davis rather than using Porzingis as the centerpiece. So they may have actually increased their odds of getting him.
Well, see, and that's what excites Knickerbocker fans. And not only getting these two future draft choices from Dallas, but also holding on to their own lottery pick this year. And that has not been the history of the New York Knickerbockers when they've tried to make transactions. They've usually been giving away draft picks. This time they pick up a couple from Dallas, hold on to their own, which is all good.
And ultimately, right now, they have a 14% chance, assuming they keep losing games. They'll have a 14% chance at drafting Zion Williamson, who may be, you know, ironically, the best prospect to enter the draft since Anthony Davis did in 2012. He would be a franchise-changing player no matter where he ends up landing. And for the Knicks, he would be an exciting fit with Dennis Smith, who's a downhill pick-and-roll player, who I think down the stretch of the season could have some very exciting games for the Knicks.
And Dennis Smith had problems with Carlisle. And I mean, we know from that that Carlisle was playing Dennis Smith off the ball. He wasn't happy. Carlisle, a tough coach for some players to get along with. Change of scenery ought to be helping Dennis Smith Jr.
Dennis Smith has weirdly got a little bit underrated through this whole saga, going back to when it first came out that he would prefer a trade out of Dallas. I just 1 year ago, a lot of Knicks fans were disappointed that Frank Ntilikina was selected over Dennis Smith, and rightfully so, because with Dennis Smith, he's only 21 years old. He's one of the best athletes in the game with an elite first step and uses speed burst to get to the rim. He has improved his jump shot. When he's playing with effort on defense and crashing the boards, he's a really good overall player who, right now, I think the main hurdle for him, like it is for every single young point guard that enters the league, it's just learning how to play at different paces and making better decisions as a passer. But Dennis Smith, right now at 21, He's undoubtedly, and this isn't saying much, but he's the best point guard prospect the Knicks have had since the years of Stephon Marbury and Steve Francis.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dennis Smith is somebody who has gone underrated through this entire process, and now for the Knicks, when he has the ball in his hands, will maybe have the opportunity to show why he was such a highly recruited player out of high school and then entering the draft.
Yeah, it's expected he's going to be just elated. He has to be very happy with this transaction to get away from Carlisle, to get out of Dallas, and come to New York City. We're talking with Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer. If you had Porzingis on your team, would you give him a max contract?
Well, that's the fear. That was the fear for the Knicks. It'll be the fear for the Mavericks. I think this is I have complicated thoughts on this. I think for the Knicks, there was a little bit more risk in doing it because of the fact that the Knicks are a big market that will be a free agent destination just by virtue of the fact they're a big market. So there was more risk in committing your money to Kristaps Porzingis, who has not proven he can stay healthy over a full season or sustain his elite play over a full season. However, for the Mavericks, they have not shown to be a free agent destination. So for them, they are taking an opportunity to acquire a potential star-level player when it's there. So I think for Dallas, they're in a spot, considering what they gave up, they have to pay him that max money, and they will pay it to him. But for New York, it was a calculated risk just to essentially, like I said, trade one dream for another.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no guarantee it works out, but there's also no guarantee that it would have with Kristaps Porzingis either.
Let me mention three players, and you give me your thoughts about how likely it would be for any of the three to take on a challenge of the Knickerbockers in New York City. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Mr. Leonard.
Well, I would say Kawhi would be last of those three. From what I've heard from sources, is that Kawhi will consider the Clippers and the possibility of staying in Toronto. But there hasn't been, as far as I've heard recently, any noise about the Knicks. So I think it would come down to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. I think Kevin Durant will absolutely consider the Knicks. They're on his list. And I reported this in my article this week on The Ringer. It sounds like Kevin Durant has wavered, over the course of the season between going to the Knicks or staying in Oakland and playing for the Warriors when they move to San Francisco next year. Ultimately, what he decides on July 1st, how he's feeling by late June into early July, that's what's going to matter. But the fact is that he will at least consider the possibility of coming to the Knicks. And that a move of that magnitude is very rare.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea, the Knickerbockers, I'm sure, with a lot of players, because they can get their money in any other market, that has been well established. And again, ownership, management has been a disaster here in New York City with the Knickerbockers. Would a Durant, for the sake of conversation, Kevin, take it as a challenge to turn things around, to be the man, where with the mouthpiece and the shimmy with the Golden State Warriors, he's just a part of a winning team, make no mistake. We all know from that. But do you think he has it in him to take on what pressures there might be to help turn things around and be the man in New York City to help turn things around with the Knicks?
I think he does have it in him. I think with Kevin Durant, we're talking about a guy who is a potential top 10 all-time player when it's all said and done. By the time his career is over, he may be a top 10, but definitely a top 20 all-time player. I think he was in a position, going to Golden State, where he just wanted to win. He joined people that he had liked playing basketball with, close to Draymond Green, their relationship with Klay and Stephen Curry as well. I think that if they win their third championship this year, maybe for him it'll be, as you alluded to, like there's nothing left here for me in Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Time to do it, as being the guy, leading the team, because he's always going to be under Stephen Curry's shadow with the Warriors. But with the Knicks, he could be, essentially the savior of the franchise.
Yeah.
Immediately, if Kevin Durant were to come to the Knicks, and bring another star player with him, they won't necessarily be the favorites in the East, but they would be one of the favorites depending on what else would have happened. So immediately they would be in the finals conversation just by Kevin Durant and one other player joining the mix. I think he's equipped to do it for sure.
And finally, Kevin, Kemba Walker from the Bronx, from New York, knows from playing at Madison Square Garden and winning there. If no Irving, how about Kemba Walker?
Kemba Walker, I would say, would be an outside shot. From what I've heard is that the Hornets will pay him whatever it takes to keep him. But that gets back to what we talked about earlier, where if for Kemba you're looking at joining the Knicks with Kevin Durant there or an Anthony Davis trade there, maybe there's more appeal in going home rather than if the main selling point is Kristaps Porzingis being there. Mm-hmm. I know that's tough to say because of how good Kristaps has been, but I think these proven stars who have done it for a long period of time would have more appeal to lure Kemba Walker away from his situation if Kyrie Irving weren't available.
Kevin, a very nice spot, and we thank you very much for your time. Do take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your night.
Okay. Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.